As the tomb of Jesus came into view, the women had seen to their surprise that the massive stone had somehow been rolled away. In shock and confusion, they hurried to enter the tomb to see what had happened.
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him."
Typically, first century Jewish tombs had a ledge on which the body was laid. This is where the women saw the angel sitting. And when they saw the angel, the women were absolutely terrified. But what does the angel do? Well, he encourages the women to open their eyes and look and see. The evidence of God's grace and victory is all around us if we will only look. What they feared was not there. Christ was not dead, but alive. Don't forget that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was right there. This was the second time that she had seen an angel and received good news. And there had been a long time between the first and second times. Just because angels don't appear to us regularly doesn't mean that we have been forgotten by heaven. Remember, Mary had had the presence of Jesus all along, and the same is true in our lives. When the women entered the tomb, they saw an angel sitting on a ledge on the right-hand side. This would have been the ledge in the rock where the body of the Lord had been laid. Here is the lesson. God turns the place of apparent defeat into the place where angels sit. Reflect on your own life. What has been your darkest hour, your greatest failure?